Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
You don't mess with Texas and you don't mess with us. The Real Housewives of Dallas is back, y'all, and we're here to talk all about the premiere. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
In my watch, I like Texas from my exes when they want a second chance.
Right? It is episode one of season three, Real Housewives of Dallas. Feels real good to be back,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really, really, really good. I'm Rachel, and with me I have my most amazing co-hosts. We got Grant, Jesse, and Shanti.
What's up, you guys?
Hey. 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 It's good to be back doing the show. This is the last show that I've done here after us for a while, so it's good to come back and chat. I love Dallas. This is like a comedy hour for me. It's an easy one. It's a fun one, and I'm excited to be back. Good to be back with you.
I know, my girl.
Good to meet a new friend.
I'm the newcomer here.
Yes.
Yes. So, Shanti's with us. She's new, and you all just know last time Jesse was here, she was pregnant, so she's looking real skinny right now, may I add.
Thank you.
It's so great.
Yeah, new and improved Dallas panel, back in the saddle.
Let's do it. Back in the saddle, exactly. Yeehaw to that. Well, let's get started. Can we please start off with the new taglines? All the girls have new taglines. I want to know what y'all think of it and what's your favorite. So, first and foremost, let's go through each one. Cool. Brandy, and might I add, Brandy looks like she's going to be the star this season. She actually, speaking of stars, she's holding the star, and it looks like she's in the center and kind of like took Leanne's spot. Leanne used to be in the middle, so this is going to be interesting. So Brandy's tagline is, "This isn't my first rodeo, so I'm not taking your bull." I like it. Thoughts on that? I couldn't help but realize last year, Leanne, she was, what was her tagline last year? It was like, I take the bull by the horns and no bull. How did she say it?
Horns. Yeah, I think it's like something about I'm not. It's no bull, but all horns.
Yeah, all horns.
That was the base of it.
No, I don't take your bull, and like, which is interesting how Brandy this year kind of makes like a bull reference.
Yes.
Like, I'm not taking your bull. Oh. I wonder if, you know,
she's kind of like a subtle.
Yeah, because now they're not friends. You know, last season they were friends.
Off, yeah, they started off. Surprise, I'm friends at least.
Yeah, right? Like, okay. So I'm curious how this season's going to happen with that. And then Stephanie, her tagline is, investing in drama is not in my budget.
Yeah, that's my favorite tagline so far. I'm about to make a t-shirt of that. Yes.
Why is that your favorite?
I don't know. I just feel like I want to live by that motto, too. Okay. So I'm just going to like walk around with it on my shirt, you know.
Does it make her sound like though she lives on a budget? Because we're going to learn that she spends a bunch of money on this house that we've been hearing about. So I'm like, is that the housewife's tagline you want when they're very well off? Like, they don't need to really budget anything. But, I mean, all right, okay.
So maybe then she's investing in drama, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
She has no budget.
So, yeah,
the word budget should not be in her vocabulary,
No, it
right?
just seems strange for any housewife to have budget in their line, you know.
Yeah. Right?
And then point.
Deandra, hers is, running a family business is a job for one tough mother. Thoughts on that?
I mean, her mom pretty much took the business away from her, so I think it's kind of an annoying storyline to keep going off of. So, you know, it's a little underwhelming for me.
So you think it's kind of, she kind of is in relationship to her mother?
No, well,
like, I'm she's tough mother?
I guess. I'm not sure. What do you guys think?
Here's what I think. I think that her mother, Mama D, hijacked her own tagline in this sense of saying, like, it's not, this tagline is not about Deandra. It's about running a business that's only for one tough mother. which of course is related to the mother, in my opinion, Mama D. Mm-hmm. So I think that I'd feel a little, you know, slighted by that. It's really like, you know, these are written for these ladies. They're not just doing this like quickly on the way out.
Right.
Or I'm sure they are able to present their own ideas, and someone else is like, that's nice, but we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And that's, I don't know anything, but that's what I think. And I'd be like, really, you're going to make me say this? Let's not go with this one, but okay, here we are.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this one. And I'm a big Deandra fan. Like, I really do like her. And she, I follow her on the gram. If y'all don't follow her already, you got to. And like, she was kind of playing with some taglines, and I really liked what she was playing with. And I thought that those were better than this one, because is one tough mother. Like, I hope y'all understand, like, she's meaning like mother effer. Like, y'all know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, at first, like, some people might not register that. But I, is one tough mother, I think it would be more meaningful if she was a mom. Like, I know she's a stepmom, and all the stepmoms out there, you are a mom. But I just, I just felt like I could relate more if that those were, you know, she raised those kids, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that.
And then moving on to Carrie, her tagline is, when life gets messy, just build a bigger closet.
Mm. I kind of like that one.
No, I'm like, whatever.
I don't know what she means with it. Especially, you know, not to get messy, but hey, I'm back. Let's do it. I mean, like, you know, all the gay rumors about the husband, and people view a closet being synonymous with someone that is not out gay person. It's like, why would she do that? I mean, now, again, I'm not calling anybody anything, but like, why, what is this? I'd be offended if someone came to me with this. I'd be like, no, I'm not saying that either. What does that even mean? I know, aren't they supposed to be renovating their house? Maybe that's the spin.
Yeah, she should say build a bigger house, not closet.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay, yeah. I see that. And then Cameron, I've got heels that are higher than your standards. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. That is my favorite. That is going to be my next Instagram caption. I am loving that, Cameron. And honestly, Cameron's, I'm vibing with Cameron this season.
I agree. No, I love that tagline too. And actually, we have Tabitha Roadhouse in the chat with us.
Hey, Tabitha.
And she said that's her favorite tagline so far
Tabitha,
this season.
I feel you, girl. Yes. And that being said, we're live in the chat room.
Yes,
so
join us.
Join us. Yeah, please join us.
But I do love that tagline. That's so funny.
Exactly. It's real good. I like it. And so last but certainly not least, Leanne, you don't mess with Texas and you don't mess with me. That's so appropriate.
It is so appropriate. Enough said. You know?
Pretty good.
Gosh, I'm really curious to see what this season has in store for Leanne. You know, she's been portrayed as the bad girl and, you know, the antagonist. And so I feel like I hope this season it's, you know, they kind of lay off her being so harsh. Because in retrospect, we know her. Like, she's a lot nicer than she appears on camera.
Yeah, she's like a, I mean, from what I feel, she's a completely different person, and she's like completely won me over as well. I keep saying completely, I'm apologist. But last season I sat here at the first episode and I was like, I do not like Leanne.
Right.
And now I'm like team Leanne, like hardcore, like that's my girl. Like, she's a different person off TV. They really make her out to be the villain.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that when you talk to her and you talk to Deandra, that things go kind of weird with filming, not saying that, but just how she keeps getting blamed for things and she keeps owning up to them, but then the other girls don't and they do things, and it's just kind of, so I agree. I think this season, hopefully.
I hope we can see like a good friendly side to her and that she's not totally painted out to be the villain this season, because that would be a nice change up. Don't you guys think?
Totally. And then she started off with going to meditation.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So I'm happy for her that she's doing that. And do you guys think it's going to help her in her storyline and just her character?
It's a hard for me to watch this and be like, because to me, that was so set up. Like, it was so like, you know, what can we do to like soften Leanne? Let's bring her into, you know, meditation. And,
with Mr. Sunshine. Oh, yes. Of course, his name was Sunshine.
I'm just having a hard time. Like, I was always suspending my disbelief. But I'm like, okay, all right, I get this. And it's good for her. I mean, it's good for Leanne in general to have, like, a different image and a different edit. So, I mean, it has to be more fun for her to, like, other than just being painted with a crazy edit all the time. So, all right. Yeah, I'm all about meditation. So I think it's a good start.
Exactly. I agree. And her best friend Deandra went with her. And it's nice to have a girlfriend that really supports you in that. So I think that was great that DeAndre was there with her.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. It was good to see them actually do something other than just talk about, like, the getting the drama started. Yeah. You know, I feel like these first few episodes are always like everyone has a one-on-one where they got to bring something up or talk about the drama or something. So at least they got to actually, like, just be themselves.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it was...
Not plot, you know?
It was great conversations that they had because DeAndre goes into depth of why she's doing it and referred to the amygdala. And I was like, okay, that's something I really didn't realize and knew about. So it's nice for her to touch subject on that and also kind of give us glimpse or a recap of what has happened in the past two seasons. So it's like, oh yeah, I remember why she's in meditation, you know? Now I understand why she's in therapy. I needed that, you know? I mean, I knew, but, you know, for those watching, like, oh, that's why.
Leanne's greatest hits, yes.
Yes, Leanne's greatest hits are just hands.
So you guys, you know her personally. Do you think that she's like that in real life, like the craziness, the throwing of the glasses, or do you think all of that's hyped up just for this TV show?
That's tough. I think a lot of it is for the show. You know, she knows what makes great TV, and this is her job in a way. I mean, these women get paid to do this, and it's part of their lifestyle. And, you know, for some people, it is a job. They know it gets them on air. I mean, however, she loves, you know, she loves everything that comes with the show, and it's her living out. Nobody's telling her to, you know, to throw a glass and all that stuff. But, I mean, she knows what she's doing, and that's exactly why I like her.
Yeah.
And I wish we could be more honest about that. She knows how to make good TV. She's there. She knows what people want to see. Mm-hmm. She knows all the Housewives tropes. And, like, that's, you know, she's doing it up. This is really, like, she's the glue of this show, and that's a good thing.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. I feel like this show, you know, she makes the show, and that's why I'm really curious why she's no longer holding the main star at the beginning of this. So...
You know that came up. I spoke with her recently, and that came up, and she mentioned it. And she's like, I know. She's like, people were like a little like nervous for me to find that out. She's like, but I get it because Brandy adopted a baby. She's
exactly.
Like, that I is a huge storyline. She's like, so that you know changes things up.
Yeah,
and I get it. I mean, they can't have the same formation every season. I mean, it's okay to mix it up.
Yeah, exactly. And so let's go into that. The very star is actually Brandy adopting. 2 weeks ago then baby Broom. And so that I'm really happy for her because last season she wasn't able to have her baby. Her mommy makeover was the reason why she was unable to have a baby and had a couple miscarriages. And so now she has this beautiful baby boy that she's been wanting, her whole family has been wanting, and he looks identical to them.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah. I think it was just, I'm sorry, the elephant in the room is that she was like, yeah, Stephanie texted me, do you want a baby? And I was like, yeah, sure. A dog? No, a baby. Okay. And it was like...
Yeah, a dog or a human. That's right. What the text said.
Did anyone watch the YouTube series that they had about the whole adoption process? And it was about how she discovered the baby and young teenagers apparently gave birth to this child. And it came through Stephanie. And it showed them going to the hospital. It was more in depth. It showed the steps and then her talking with her kids. You know, she gave a great kind of like overview of the steps to get there, but this was like a Bravo digital series and I watched some of it. I think I watched all of it actually, and it was good and you know, if anyone's interested in that storyline, it's out there on YouTube. So
and People magazine, I believe that was the magazine, also did an article about the adoption process.
Is this the first time we're seeing an adoption storyline play out on Real Housewives? I know other people have adopted children, but are we seeing this?
I feel like it is.
Yeah, I can't name another housewife who has done...
Like on-camera like on adoption.
Air. Yeah.
But yeah, elsewhere on YouTube.
Yes, elsewhere on YouTube, you guys, we do want to talk about how our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional and you can turn them off. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. Real Housewives of Dallas, of course. Yes. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Thanks, Shanti girl, thanks. For sure.
Oh, can I just say one thing? I completely forgot to say this at the beginning of this show. My opinions are my own. I have to put that out there for me to be able to partake
in
this.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Or other people. Only me. And exactly. I'm doing this for a good time. As you know, we'll do a couple of shows, how many as I can. Like, I just need to like clarify this for all the legal jargon at the end of
yes,
this.
Yes, but let's be honest. You do everything for a good time. That's
yeah, true. Yeah. No, I'm hoping to do as much of this as I can. However, next week I'll be away on vacation, so here we go. And yeah, I'm already missing out, but oh well.
Well, some people who are not missing out... Deandra and Jeremy are having their fourth anniversary, and they're having a fourth anniversary party. I mean, what kind of anniversary doesn't come without a party?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know 4 years was a big deal, but apparently it is in Dallas.
In Dallas,
it is in Dallas. Everything's a big deal in Dallas.
I love these Dallas rules that come up. These arbitrary rules. Sure, all right. I mean, I'm always looking to have a party, so whatever.
Sit down, like, black tie event with the... free food and the drinks, I'd be there.
Yeah, totally.
For sure.
Yeah, Deandra, where was my invite?
Yeah, exactly.
I know Deandra.
She's awesome. And I'm actually, I need to reach out to her because I'm going to Dallas soon, so I got to see what she is up to. But what we do know what she's up to is she doesn't have a great relationship with her mom right now.
Oh my God, her mom scares the crap out of me, you guys. Mm. Like, every time she's on screen and speaking, I'm scared. I don't know, she's...
Seriously?
No, but she is very intimidating to me, and I think that even her own daughter is intimidated by her as well. I don't know. It's a little bit scary.
It's, like, so interesting to think of, like, these family dynamics growing up in a family that wasn't super, like, well off. And, you know, my mom's not running companies and things. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they're not close, but I had a different relationship with my mom than even, like, I have friends that have mothers that are in higher up positions and the things that they can say to them. And it's just, like, a weird dynamic to me. And it's kind of sad. So, after hearing all this today about Deandra and Mama D, I feel really bad about it. Because it just must be really hard to have a mother that is that intense. I would be scared as well.
Yeah, it's just the way that she speaks to her. It's not a motherly, caring vibe at all. It's more of like a coworker. Mm-hmm. Like at her dinner party, she was like, make sure you thank this person. Make sure you thank this person. Right. And stand up and do this. And like just the way it was like barking orders almost.
It was, right. Yeah.
And she's an adult.
She's more than adult. Like, right, she's, right. What, in her 40s? I don't know exactly how old she is, but it's like, that would just get really tiring and just uncomfortable if that was your relationship, not a mothering relationship at all.
Yeah, it's Deandra's party, not hers. Just let her have her moment and let her host the party that she wants to host. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have all that.
Yeah.
Well, and something that Tabitha is saying in the chat room is talking about how Mama D was, like, throwing shade at Deandra throughout the party. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we're there yet, but, like... That also caught me completely off guard, too. I was like,
that was
really
so weird.
About the, like, not being happily, like, not expecting her to be happily married. It's like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, she said something like, Deandra and her husband aren't as happy as they let on. And she would know because of the, I know it was like such a weird little dig, maybe some foreshadowing for what we're going to see this season, but just such an odd thing for a mother to say about her own daughter, especially at her daughter's 4 year anniversary party.
Didn't she call it boring at some point?
Yeah, she did. Exactly. But before we go too into depth that party, we got to talk about Cameron and her Sparkle Dog and how now she's in between Sparkle Dog and the stay at home mom job.
Here's the problem.
Life is so hard for her.
I thought this was a season two story and like we'd be moving in a different direction for season three. Like there's really not that much. So when she literally is picking up like right where she left off with the Sparkle Dogs, I was like, oh, please, no. Like what else is new?
Yeah.
I really wanted to see Cameron in the second season because I wanted to see if we would get, and we talked about this last season on this panel, a little bit more of a realistic perspective, like an everyday, like, you know, if you call her up, like, how is she going to act versus, you know, having this persona that it seems that we're getting. Maybe that's the real her, and if you talk to people, they say that. That's fine, but, I mean, a different storyline, please.
Yeah.
You know, the development of this dog food line, we saw it. You had a launch party, we're done.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, I haven't caught up with her. Is it successful or not?
Not if you look at the Amazon reviews.
Okay, so I'm not Cameron's biggest fan. I'll admit it. Hopefully she'll, you know, I would like to see her true side. I don't like the ditzy voice. Mm-hmm. I don't like her always saying, people think I'm dumb, but I'm not. I do love her husband because he calls her out. And he's like, I'm not going to invest in this. Yeah. This is a stupid idea. You can't do this. You can't do this. But I don't know. I'd rather see her like getting her hands dirty and really getting to work on this business and trying hard instead of just like begging her husband to help her. Like mm-hmm. that would be more entertaining for me. And if not, then get a new storyline. I'm so over it.
I like her. I want to see more of her, but not the same tired storyline. Sorry.
I agree. I like Cameron a lot. But I feel like this is like a hard business to be successful in, right? Like you're making pink dog food. Like we already talked about like it coming out the other end the wrong color. And I just like this is now being a mother and I'm a stay-at-home mom now too. Mm-hmm. Like I wish I could find some inspiration from Cameron to like grow a business. But like dog food probably isn't going to be where I'm going
to
be.
Yeah, this is successful. What it's coming down to. Court, she basically has it set up where Court's the husband, Cameron's husband, is, you know, the money maker, the breadwinner, mm-hmm. and his whole family are very well off. They met at SMU. They have a private jet. Like, Cameron has the opportunity to just get manicure, pedicures every day and, you know, with the cucumbers and just, you know, hang out and be a trophy wife. And
which is what he wants for her,
which
by the way.
Exactly, which is what he wants for her. But she's like, I don't want my daughter, Hilton, to think it's okay, you know, to just marry for money and just like, you know, to marry for money and just, you know, hang out. And so I take pride and I respect that mm-hmm. she's doing. That's the reason why is like, mm-hmm. I want her to see, she wants mommy to be successful and prove that to her. And so I respect mm-hmm. that. I think that's great. But at the same time, like this, I think, is that the storyline for her this season, whether or not she's going to continue running her dog food compared to staying at home and being a mm-hmm. home mom trophy wife? I mean,
what I would do is I would try to have her come up with a different, like use a brand, build a brand versus just hawking the same product that we've already seen. Like mm-hmm. it's not that special at this point. Like we've, you know, again, they had the release party, whatever. But like, I'd like to see her maybe build a brand for like a dog friendly product or something that's smart, that's eco-friendly and you know what's the word I'm trying to think of that's like good for dogs, like, you know, like organic or mm-hmm. something like that, that's really kind of on trend, maybe with the Sparkle Dog moniker, but like do something fresh
or like dog clothes or something, like cute dog clothes.
Yeah, add to it. Exactly. And she's like, oh, we need bags for marketing. Yeah. Exactly. Like add, maybe just do like another step to it.
Yeah.
Like, it needs more. And why not, you know, get with Lisa Vanderpump? You know, we all know Vanderpump is all about the dog. I mean, we all know how Grant, you know, isn't the biggest fan.
Lisa Vanderpump isn't going to give that woman an inch. Let's just say that.
Took the words out of my mouth. But I was like hypothetical. Yeah. Like, I would hope, like, she's, you know, would want to.
People should be supporting each other and working together. But, you know, when you've got people with huge egos, like the other one, you know.
Yeah, and speaking of huge egos, Leanne has a huge ego, and she wanted to meet with Carrie for their coffee date. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so this is where Leanne knew that she was going to be in the same room as Carrie at Deandra and Jeremy's anniversary party. So she wanted to hash it out, you know, agree to be friends and be civil, which that's respectable mm-hmm. That she initiated that.
Second season in a row. Yep.
Yes. And you could tell Carrie was on the fence about it and was just kind of like, okay. And Carrie gets there and the first thing she orders is biscuits and gravy to go. So like she, mm-hmm. it came off right at that moment. Like, oh, this is a short coffee date. Yeah. She doesn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. This isn't lunch. This is strictly coffee.
And not only that, but isn't production paying for that? So I'd be like, really, you're going to get a to-go order like for this scene? I don't know. I think of these things. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was, oh, you're getting biscuits and gravy. I don't, you know, she's a yogi health freak. I'm like, is she just doing that for the camera?
Totally. Yeah, she does not eat that like, unhealthy.
Prove you eat that biscuits and gravy, girl. Prove it.
Yeah.
I mean, with that physique, I'm like, there's...
No. There's no way.
No. But, I mean, what did y'all think of the conversation between Leanne and Carrie?
I mean, It's hard for me because I haven't liked Carrie recently.
How come?
Just because she's like fake, and that's kind of what she was saying. So I was like, maybe I'll turn over like a new leaf with her this season because she was trying to be real, but I still don't know if she was being real. Like, I don't really know anything. This is exactly what I said last season. Like, I don't understand Carrie. I don't know anything about her. Like, I don't really believe anything that she says, but she says she's trying to be real. So she isn't lying to Leanne, and she's trying to be upfront with her. So I thought that was good. And I thought maybe this year I'll like her if she keeps it up. But at the same time, mm-hmm. I was just like, this is kind of just boring, and I don't really know.
That scene was kind of long. I was surprised that they talked so much, and I was actually interested to hear about this new laser business. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see, like, you know, that's good for her, and it's working, you know, she's able to still have her balance and all that. So that was good. Yeah, I mean, they seem to just be on the same page. It wasn't as volatile as it was in the past.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it's interesting because it seems like Cameron and Carrie are complete opposites because, or I guess not too opposite. It seems like Cameron is like pulling a Carrie because Carrie loves working and she does a great job with what she does in her business with her husband. And now she's working part time to be more at home. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess that's what I meant by her and Cameron. Like, she wants to be at home and then Cameron wants to be working.
Opposite things going on.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that's really interesting and how, you know, Carrie's doing the part time, but now she is doing the laser treatment, or excuse me, now has her own business with the lasers, mm-hmm. which I'm like, oh, okay, and that's exciting.
Yeah, that's
but really how? Exciting. But when she says that, how is that? How is she part time being her own, running her own business like that?
She said she gets the mornings off and she gets to be with her, her baby.
She probably works her own hours. Yeah, it's probably like a sub thing. Yeah, it's probably like I'm open. You can come in from like noon to four.
Yeah. Or, like, there's other people doing the treatments besides just her, you know?
Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to have an episode free of Mark, and I was really excited until that flashback. Last season, when I was like, okay, at least we're not thrown right into the Mark show. We give a little bit of a break. And seeing this bear behind in the beginning was enough.
Oh, my God. Me and Rachel were both like, what did we just see? We need to unsee that.
That's
that.
That's what they were like.
Lord. And for those who don't know, we're talking about the very beginning with this season on Real Housewives of Dallas, and Carrie and her husband are naked, butt-ass naked, in this water, and all the girls are just freaking out. And
it was too much.
In costume.
Like, what the heck? So we're going to have to see what that was all about.
Or maybe I'll miss that week.
No, I know for a fact you're going to be like, okay, tuning in now. And so now back to the party, and now who's in town for Deandra? So Cohen, her stepson, 19, he's there, and dang, he is cute. He's cute. He's cute. And a little too young for me, but he's so cute.
I was gonna say.
And Addie, her niece, who's 11 years old.
Adorable.
Adorable. Mm-hmm. So cute. Was wearing too much lipstick for 11 years old, but that's just me. But that's also, you know, that's Texas.
Oh, I didn't want to say it because, but if you can say it, then I can say, I feel like that's...
You thought the same?
Yeah.
She's 11 years old and wearing lipstick.
I was like, yeah, but that's Dallas. I mean, I don't know. It's like, you know.
I don't know. My mama didn't let me wear nail polish to school until I was 13, so...
Wow.
Yeah. But it's interesting because Deandra and her mom, like how she has this relationship with her, I can relate to that because growing up, my mom was not my friend. Like, she was my mom. It wasn't until I went off to college and, you know, developed into my own being independently that she's now like one of my best friends. And I've told her that, like, I used to be scared of her.
Wow.
But it seems like Deandra never went through that phase of, okay, now you're one of my best friends rather than just my mom. So I hope, you know, maybe this season that'll happen for them. But I feel like it seems like she's just still scared of her mom, like you were saying. And maybe, I don't know. I hope they do develop a better relationship. And it was obviously known at their party that there's still some tension because, as you said, she mentioned Deandra's mom, Mama D, mentioned like, oh, this is boring. Are we going to do something else? Like,
well, like, what did she want them to do, though? Like, what was she looking for here?
It's just supposed to be
an anniversary party.
There's really only so much you can do with those. You can have live music.
I was about to say, bring in the band.
Yeah. An ice sculpture.
You know, a nice luge would be cool.
What else could you really do? I mean... don't know. I went to a venue like that. There's really not that much you can do. I'm trying to even think.
Yeah, it's
of
a
what
dinner
else.
Party. I mean,
that's just being a hater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Just hating.
I want to know, Mama D, what would you have done differently? How would you have zhuzhed this up?
I'd like write to in know. The live chat. Let us know.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah. It's a dinner party. It's, you're not, I mean, yeah, exactly. You said music. I don't even, how would you really...
A mime strolling around? Like, I'm just trying to think of
a juggler going around. Yeah. Like, some magic tricks. Ooh, that'd be cool. Like some magic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even that, that adds up. But at the same time, I mean, it seems like they didn't really have a budget. So, they were all out. I mean, what did y'all think about the way they were dressed? Did y'all like the black tie attire? I wasn't expecting it to be so... elegant. That's probably why I did not get the invite.
I liked it. I thought Stephanie looked really good.
Right?
Super tan, because it seemed like winter there.
Mm-hmm. She looked really tan.
I know.
Tan.
It was like a little bit too tan.
So did Carrie.
Stephanie looked great earlier in the episode. Not to jump back, but when they went to the nail salon. Oh, no. When she met at the baby store and met Bruin for the first time. Mm-hmm. I loved her coat with the fur collar.
Oh,
she
me just, too.
She looked so together. She looked great. But the black tie, I think, was really nice and good for this show, too, because it kind of brings up, like, the property value of the show, mm-hmm. where if you look back at season one, like, it wasn't really, like, the most glitzy show, you know? And this was, like, you know, you could tell they put money into this, all the food and the gowns, like, this, it really kind of brought it up the standards that we're used to from other cities. I liked it.
Now, speaking of people's outfits, Leanne, I want to jump into this because in season one, do you guys, I don't know if you remember, but her makeup, like the blush.
Oh, yeah.
It was so intense. It was like she was about to be on a play and doing the theater makeup or something. And then I felt like last season, she really toned it down. Mm-hmm. She like figured out what to do. She got a great makeup artist. And this season, I'm getting like a mixture of both. Like sometimes she looks great when she does the more natural thing, but other times she looks just crazy. Like her outfits, I don't know, the makeup really is what I'm mainly talking about. The purple hair and the one interview thing.
Yes.
What is going on?
Yeah, I agree with that. I was not expecting the purple hair in her individual interviews. I mean, remember last season she had the braids, like that like really exotic braid look, and now she's going with the purple hair, and I'm like, okay. I mean, for the coffee date with her and Carrie, she comes in. It's raining, by the way. This huge faux fur jacket. And I'm like, that's my girl. That's Leanne.
I love that, though.
So I
love that.
Too, actually.
I'm all about a fake fur. I'm all for fake fur. So I love the look. Yeah, I don't know. I think that she puts a lot of energy into those interview looks. And sometimes you can go a little too far. Maybe the purple hair, you know.
A little too much.
Yeah, but.
But, I mean, speaking of the individual interviews, like how people look, what do y'all think about how they look? Compared to, you know, I guess I'll get started. I really, really like Cameron's look. I feel like it's traditional, simple. You know, she has the big shoulders with the dress, but how she looks, I think she looks so gorgeous. And honestly, Cameron, I think you look the best and out of all the interviews.
She's my favorite interview look by far. She looks amazing. I totally agree.
I think all across the board, the value has been raised with the interview looks.
Yes. I agree with that statement.
Do you?
Compared
because
to the first
husband
season.
Said that Stephanie looks like Jesse Spano.
Stephanie was going to go next, where I was like, hold on, Steph, baby. That's not your real hair. Like,
it was like she was so close. Like, I liked the gold. I liked the blonde and the big hair. But, like, it was too big of hair and too curly and just a little bit too much. Like, if she had just toned it down a little bit, I think that she would have looked a lot prettier.
Excuse me. Because I think it goes from, like, that look is really pretty by itself. But I think going from an interview to then you looking normal, everyday attire, it's like, whoa, is that the same person? So I think that's why it's like, don't get me wrong at all. Steph looks amazing in the interview. And that's like what she, you know, would look for the anniversary party. But, you know, we saw her getting her nails done when she looked like very normal. Yeah. So it was just interesting back and forth.
Brandy's face has continued to change over the months. Like, I don't know what she keeps doing, but her like eyebrows keep getting higher and higher, and I'm like, stop with the Botox and the fillers. Like, I don't know. I didn't think that she needed to go a little far. I thought she looked a little bit different than last season. Do you guys agree? Or
I didn't
think that
really
she looks the same.
Okay. I think she looks good, and it seems like, I mean, speaking of her look, that apparently that's why she's mad at Deandra, because Deandra, she still, you know, like this is from last season, that she's still mad about Deandra calling her squinty eyes, and the Adderall addiction, overdose on Adderall, and that's I mean I think she looks good.
I couldn't place it because Deandra was on this show. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of if she mentioned or alluded to anything on this show. The article they referenced on the show mentioned Reality Life and other podcasts, but I thought that she did talk about it. She was fairly open with us. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if she said that. I don't know. Maybe someone can look back. I didn't have time to look back because I was watching the show, but I'd be curious to know because she said a lot of things when she was here. I was wondering if perhaps AfterBuzz made it into the crosshairs of the Real Housewives. Right. That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
We need to get her back on the show.
Oh, yeah. For sure. We got to get Deandra, so Steph, for sure, Leanne. We got to get them back on the show. And but another topic of conversation that seems like it's going to be a pretty dramatic storyline is that there's no wedding date set for Leanne and her husband, Rich. So, you know, Rich has been married 3 times before. Leanne's never been married. And last season, she finally got engaged. It's been way over a year that she's been engaged. And so do y'all think, like, this, and this can lead to predictions of, you know, is this the season they're going to get married?
You know, it's never a good sign when you have to beg someone to get married to you. That's just my personal opinion. And it seems like they're in a weird situation where she wants to get married and he's just not ready yet. It's obvious in the one scene where they were talking about it, in my opinion. I could be wrong. So, no, I don't think that they're going to get married this season. But I think that we're going to learn a lot more about their relationship and where it's at. And I don't think that they're ready to get married. At least he's not.
Mm-hmm. I thought they would, but I don't know now. And I'm kind of confused because I didn't, like, do you know anything about Rich's ex-wives or what happened there? Because he's such a good guy,
right?
It seems like. It's pretty shocking. So I don't know. So I thought they were going to get married this year, but maybe not.
I have a couple different things with this. I really don't want to see a whole wedding planning season. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like there's certain storylines these shows fall into, like, you know, a mom trying to have a child, a mom balancing work and life, and then someone planning a wedding, and, you know, someone trying to get engaged, like Gretchen Rossi over on OC trying to get engaged for like 9 seasons. So, like, I don't want to see a whole wedding planning season, so I'm okay with that. However, when you're of a particular age, what do you have to be rushing down the aisle for?
Yeah,
what
are
you going to run into marriage? But the thing that the biggest red flag in the whole situation is that he's been married 3 times. Mm-hmm. I can understand 1, 2, but when you've got 3, you know, dead marriages under your belts, like, that's kind of a lot to process. I mean, at that point, I feel like certain people don't even believe in marriage, you know, after a while, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's just, they've done it. It hasn't worked for him. What's working right now is his relationship with Leanne. I mean, what are you going to run down the aisle for? If you're in each other's wills and you take care of everything that you have to take care of legally, I don't see the reason for it. I'm just not a huge, maybe I'm not a big believer in marriage. Maybe that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah, so then why did he even propose to her then? I mean, what you're saying makes total sense, but then don't even give a ring.
We all saw it that, you know, like, you know, her just kind of like hinting like, oh, like when we're married and like, are you going to do it yet? Like, oh, is this you propose? You know, she kind of like would give these hints.
I mean, do you think it's like part of her storyline? Like, okay, well, now I'm going to give you a ring. And then like maybe next season that's going to be her wedding and that's going to be her storyline.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope it's not for the show because deep down it doesn't seem like he is ready. Or wants to.
Yeah, and that's what these reality shows that a lot of people do, a lot of people jump into things very quick for those storylines and for good content. And
paid weddings.
Yeah. Oh, right? Sure. Yeah. You know? We all know those bachelor setups. That, you know, they get the ring and the wedding paid for. But it's just, I just don't like it when people make these irrational decisions to jump to the next chapter of their lives because of reality television. And that's where things go sour and very south. And I hope the best for Leanne and Rich. And I hope they don't rush things, you know, like be engaged for a little longer. Exactly what Grant said. What's the rush? And in my opinion, I don't think the wedding is happening this season. And I say that because Brandy's holding the main star front and center. Mm-hmm. And I feel if she was going to have her wedding this season, it would be the Leanne show, and it would be all about the wedding planning. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think.
Yeah.
Any other predictions for this season?
gonna be a good one. Your AfterBuzz TV
predictions. You know, I'm just excited for some new storylines. I know in the first couple episodes of All Housewives, we have to wrap up the old storylines, what's happening, catch everyone up. But I just kind of want to see some new stuff. I want to see a new side of Cameron, and so on and so forth. I want to see what happens to Leanne, a relationship, and I just hope that things get mixed up a little bit and it's different.
I'm kind of weird because although I love the Housewives drama, I always hope that by the end of the season, everybody will get along.
So true.
I'm like always hoping. And then my husband's like, well, then what would you watch? But like, I'm like, I'll just watch them all be happy together. You know what I mean? So I hope they all become friends by the end of the season.
I like one good long-standing feud. And this show, it's Brandy and Leanne. And I'm okay with that. It's but I mean, I'll give like a spoiler just because I spoke with her recently. Like, Leanne is going to be engaging in a new feud, and it's not necessarily with just Brandy, and it's going to get really ugly.
Ooh,
so
new feud?
There are things to come. Yeah, so you will get that new element, I believe. I don't, you know, I haven't seen anything. This is what I heard. So
okay.
It should be interesting.
Did she tell you with who, or did she keep it like?
She did, but I don't want to ruin it for
you. I know. I just want to know if she told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I mean, I hope that, like you said, peace can come amongst everyone. I hope Deandra and Brandy make peace. It seems like on the next episode, Brandy appears at the party when she said she wasn't going to come, and then she shows up. But it's like, if you say you're not going to come, don't come.
Really? Yeah, no, exactly.
To my party. This is my, you know, as Deandra, it's my party I'm hosting. I invited you. You said you're not coming. I have a pity party and I'm over it. Whatever.
Exactly.
Forget you. I'm going to, you know, be totally with my other guests. But for, then for you to show up after saying you are not coming.
Through a text.
That just means like you just want the attention.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's what's coming. Like right when I saw Brandy come, you know, we know it's at that anniversary party because they're all wearing the same thing. So it's like right when I saw that for the next episode, I'm like, Brandy, do you just like want attention?
Yeah.
Like
she made it all about herself, like right away, which I thought was so rude to take away that spotlight of Deandra's party away from her.
Like she comes in like, we need to talk. It's like, oh gosh, so let's get the pot going. Let's stir it up the pot. Yeah. Like,
to me, that is such a producer plant.
And
I'm trying to just enjoy it, but I'm like, you know, someone's like, here, we're sending a priv team to your house.
Yep.
Get ready in 90 minutes and show up.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, do I have to? And she's like, well, you did. I don't know. I'm making all this up. I'm totally making this up. But like, she's probably like, do I have to? I told her I wasn't going. And they're like, well, it's in your contract. You're expected to be at so many events. And this is the first. And so she's like, oh, okay. Okay. Right. Again, making it up, but this is just what I think. I don't know.
But what I just realized was Brandy had her white party, her Christmas party last season, and Deandra wasn't there. Do y'all remember that?
Oh,
and Deandra
had
her robot.
Yes.
Remember she was in a different country and had her robot there?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't think that correlates at all, but I just realized Deandra was technically not at her party last
year. Brandyland party.
Or excuse me, Deandra, wasn't at Brandy's party last year. So,
I
don't know.
Shady.
I think it's going to be a good season overall. And I'm looking forward to what is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yes, me too.
It's going to be good. So in that case, like anything else going on in the live chat?
No, one thing that I did want to say that we didn't bring up is EP mentions that Mama D was throwing shade at Deandra and said that she was engaged 14 times. I thought Mama D was talking about herself, but was she talking about Deandra?
Yeah, I remember that comment, and she's like, trust me, when she's like, but what did she say to trust me? She's mentioned a negative comment. I thought it was a negative comment towards Deandra, but I didn't pick up what she actually said.
I think it was something about being happy.
Yeah.
And
but it was in relation to the 4-year anniversary. Like the anniversary, and she was like,
I missed
something negative.
I think she said something about she doesn't have a lot of experience or something like that. It was like a really weird thing. Something about not being happy and not having experience. And she's like, trust me, to her date who is like much younger than her. Did you notice that?
Yes. let me ask you three. I want to know what you think. Would you rather have, in this case, if Mama D was your mother, would you rather have your mom stay home or be at the party and throw shade like this?
No, totally stay home.
Stay home?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't want a shade throwing mom.
Well, and it put a lot of anxiety on Deandra to have her there. Yeah. She was super.
But wouldn't you be
nervous.
Hurt if your own mother blew off your anniversary party? Or would you rather just have the peace? What do you think?
I respect Deandra for inviting her mom. I think that was the right thing to do. Just as a mother-daughter standpoint, and as, you know, the public, we all want to see Mama D. Yes. We all want to see that smoky eye that Mama D represents. but I see where y'all are coming from, that you wouldn't want shade. But I feel like with what y'all said, I think that would be like a friend. I wouldn't want a friend that I knew was going to throw shade at my party. But when it comes to family, I put family first. And I think that's exactly why Deandra invited her mother, because regardless, you know, happy, positive, shade or no shade, y'all are family. So
it's good for the pictures, too. You know, you look back at the pictures. You want to see everybody that's still alive at the party, you know?
No, I'd be like, you need to act right if you want to come. Just no.
Good for
I
you.
Don't care. Yeah, I don't good care for my family. I'm not dealing with that.
It seems like she kind of knew that shade or, like, a little bit of negativity was going to happen. And I guess from my standpoint, if I was Deandra, I probably would have said something to her mom. You know, you could tell that she was really afraid of Mama D right when she walked in. If I read body language pretty well, and Deandra noticed her mom was there, and, you know, instead of, like, running up and hugging to her, she's like, oh, hold on, Mom, let me put this down to kind of get more time to recollect her thoughts. Well, then she goes over.
I've done that.
You know?
Yeah. No, sometimes you're like, oh, hold on. I need a minute to process for this word.
Like,
the interaction
let me go say
is going to happen.
Exactly. I need to go say hi because I have to. And then, okay, let me. And then come back. And I think that would have been the right opportunity when coming back, being like, hey, like, I know we're not okay right now, but let's. Can we
let me have this night.
Yeah, that would be a really good way to put it.
Just to talk.
Because earlier in the episode, she said that she feared that she was going to lose her mother. And I mean, I took that as, you know, their relationship is really bad and they're going to, you know, like, not, you know, not have a great relationship anymore or not have a relationship. So I think that would be the best way to put it, right? But...
And she's and Deandra said in her interview, which is a very Texas thing to do, is that in any type of conflict or negative aspect, if something's going on between family, you put a smile on and act like it's okay in front of others. Like you, that's like that's like how I was raised. Like you know, we might be mom and my mom and I be fighting behind a closed door, but you know, right when we walk into other public places. You better put a smile on your face and act like that's not really happening right now. So,
but
like,
then
I
why
could
was Mama D throwing all the shade?
That's why I said I think they should have talked about it before because she did that soundbite, Deandra, the interview right in the middle. It's like, okay, I'm scared she's here, and then she's like, you know, just putting a smile on, like that's what my family does. And then that's when she started throwing shade. That's why I feel like to eliminate, you know, it seems like they both knew, like, okay, hi, happy, happy. But I think she should have had that conversation with her mother, just to be like, I know we have some feud, and I know we have a lot to talk about, but just, I think just vocalizing and verbalizing how you feel in front of each other rather than, like, assuming, like, okay, you know how to act because we're family, but I just think that conversation just had to be addressed.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that should happen, like, pre-party when people are getting set up, you show up. You know, usually I feel like in my family, at least, like my grandmother usually would be the first person there to help, you know, just put things out or like, here, take these things, like, you know, putting out like just whatever she would bring to get situated. And that's when you have like that pre-talk. And then the best is after the party where you sit and you talk about everything that happened. So like, there's ways to do it where you don't need to have like a big entrance like the, her mother made. But it was strange to me that her mom wasn't even one of the first people at the party.
True. Well, we're going to have to see what else happens at that party next week, which is pretty exciting. So where can we find all y'all on social media until then?
Thank you guys for watching. You can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina or Twitter at @ShantiChristina.
And thanks for joining us in the live chat. I'm Jesse, and you can find me all over social media at @Athletchik.
Thank you for having me. For even more Real Housewives and pop culture commentary, head on over to Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast. The podcast is on a small hiatus, but keep an eye open because there's more to come. And it's Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast on all major podcasting platforms and YouTube.
It's a great podcast. If y'all aren't watching, y'all really need to. Or listening, excuse me.
Yeah, catch up, please, because I'm going to get it going.
It's good. It's good. And so, again, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me all over social media at @Rach_Robillard. I actually won't be here next week because I'll be in the best state. I'll be in Dallas, Texas.
I won't be here either. But,
I will be in Dallas, but I'll be back the next week. But y'all should totally and absolutely tune in, because this is where y'all can find us talking all things R-H-O-D. And we are really happy to be here. So yes, thank y'all for tuning in, and we will see y'all later.
See ya.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.